Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Believe it or not, the animal that kills the most people in Africa is not the lion or crocodile. It's the hippopotamus. This huge creature lives by the banks of lakes and rivers. It has eyes, ears, and nostrils high on its head, so its body can stay submerged during the hot African day. The animal emerges at sunset to feed on grass on the land. The whale is the closest living relative of a hippo, and they presumably diverged in evolution about 55 million years ago. Reproduction and birth of offspring occur underwater. The hippo has a huge body, perhaps about 1,500 kilograms or 3,300 pounds. It has short, stocky legs, but it can actually run very fast over short distances, about 30 kilometers an hour or 19 miles per hour. The hippo has large ivory canine teeth and a big mouth with a powerful bite. There's very little hair on the body, but the skin is about 6 centimeters or 2 inches thick and is less protective. There is reason to fear these beasts, since they are very aggressive towards humans. They attack people and sometimes overturn small boats. Hippos may have significant impact on wetlands. They poop into the water, and their dung deposits can affect the ecosystem. These effects are now being studied by scientists. I saw hippos when I was in South Africa several years ago. They are impressive animals and worthy of a program on Science on the Radio. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.